With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's sentencing in his New York case is postponed until at least September.
The former president had been scheduled to face sentencing a week from Thursday on his conviction of felony charges, but the judge agreed to put it off while weighing the possible impact of a new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The new sentencing date of September 18th will be 2 months after Trump becomes the Republican Party's presidential nominee and about 7 weeks before Election Day. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A state appeals court rules to disbar Rudy Giuliani in New York, the Republican who is known for cleaning up New York City and his response to the 9/11 terror attacks as mayor of New York City, can no longer practice law in New York State. Giuliani became the target of the left after he aligned himself with former President Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, Marianne Williamson is throwing her hat into the ring for the third time. It's in response to Democrat calls to replace President Biden on the presidential ticket this November. This is the third time she's announced her candidacy this election cycle. House Freedom Caucus Chair Bob Good narrowly loses his primary in Virginia.
According to Decision Desk HQ, McGuire, a state senator, defeated Good, a two-term House Republican, in the GOP primary for Virginia's 5th Congressional District after the race dragged on for days due to the slim margin separating the two candidates. Good is almost certainly expected to request a recount, previously saying last month, quote, "We're going to have a full recount even before the results have been certified." Under Virginia law, recounts can be triggered when the candidate who lost was defeated by a margin of up to 1%. The state covers expenses of the recount if the margin is up to a half a percentage point. Otherwise, the contesting candidate foots the bill for the recount. The difference between the two candidates was 0.6%, meaning Good would have to foot the expenses for the recount in whichever jurisdiction he requested from specifically. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. The mayor of Los Angeles considers synagogue safety.
Karen Bass says she is open to the idea of establishing buffer zones around Jewish places of worship after Palestinian protesters rallied outside Otis Torah Synagogue. Fistfights with Jewish people broke out there and arrests were made. Bass says she's looking into the possibility of buffer zones with her legal advisors, but fears that an ordinance would not pass constitutional muster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on kids, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their kids. 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of 2023. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect kids and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and certain over-the-counter drugs. This is SRN News. More records have been broken on Wall Street.
A big gain for Tesla helped drive Wall Street to more records on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% to top its all-time high set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8% from its own record set a day earlier. Tesla led the way after the electric vehicle maker reported better sales for the spring than analysts feared. Crude oil's price eased after touching its highest level since April. Treasury yields eased after the head of the Federal Reserve cited encouraging progress on inflation, which bolstered hopes for cuts to interest rates later this year. Damian Troisi, New York.
The White House says President Biden does not have Alzheimer's disease or any other form of dementia. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if Biden suffers from any degenerative illness following the debate last week. She said no. More details at srnnews.com.